AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. How big was Donald Trump's victory in the Super Tuesday Republican presidential contest?
A Trump victory and a Trump landslide. He won in just about every way you can cut this race.
Political analyst David Anderson on Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's seven-state Super Tuesday win. AP correspondent Sagar Magani is covering the race and is live with us now.
Rita, Trump won from New England to the Deep South, solidifying his hold on the nomination and leading to more angry back and forth with the candidates below him. Ted Cruz picked up three wins. Marco Rubio, his first victory this season. Both hammered Trump last night, likely raising concerns among party leaders about a GOP split. But Trump says he will make it whole.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me, I am a unifier.
Trump now has a sizable delegate lead, but it's somewhat muted since they were awarded proportionally last night. The winner-take-all contests start in 2 weeks, Rita, when Trump could all but sew up the GOP nod.
And Sagar, Hillary Clinton won big yesterday too, right?
Seven wins for her as well, Rita. Political experts say the Democratic race is essentially over for Bernie Sanders. It may be time for him to make a graceful exit, but Sanders won four states yesterday and says he will not give up, Rita.
All right. Well, what do voters think? Elena Bell supported Bernie Sanders, the Democrat, in Colorado on Super Tuesday.
People of America are looking for an independent-oriented kind of candidate to represent their interests.
But in Tennessee on Super Tuesday, Sue Davies Raffan showed up at the polls to support Donald Trump.
Even though, you know, he did grow up with a lot of money, he still speaks to the majority of the concerns of the American public.
Sue Davies Raffan in Tennessee. This is AP Radio News. Today, the biggest abortion case to go before the Supreme Court in decades goes before a divided court. AP correspondent Mark Smith is in Washington.
Less than 3 weeks after Justice Antonin Scalia's death, the court's hearing arguments on a Texas law imposing tough new standards on abortion clinics and requiring doctors that perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The issue, are these needed to protect women having an abortion, or are they really a bid to thwart the constitutional right of women to obtain one? As he has been in the past, Justice Anthony Kennedy looks to be the deciding vote. Kennedy joined with the court's four liberal members to keep some restrictions from taking effect while the case is on appeal. Mark Smith at the White House.
A freight train carrying hazardous liquids has gone off the tracks near Ripley, New York. No injuries that we know of, and thankfully no fire, but several homes have been evacuated. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.